Quick one for you, Phil. This is a really lovely question. Adam Haynes, who's in Australia, he says, I've got a question with regard to the Kuiper Belt object, which was discussed in your show dated 18th March 2007. The object, 2003 EL61, is irregularly shaped, unlike the spherical planets in our solar system. The question is, if you were standing on the surface of this irregularly shaped object, would gravity vary depending upon where you were positioned?
Essentially, yes, the quick answer is. These things are irregularly shaped because they're quite low mass. The gravity is not enough to pull the rocks into a sphere. That's how you get big spherical planets. This is an issue for Mars' moon Charon. Now, Charon is actually going to be, hopefully, the target of a space mission. And, again, it's irregularly shaped. It's quite small. And, actually, the gravity on there varies by about 50%, depending on where you are on the surface. So this is actually a big implication for the mission that's going to hopefully go land on that moon.
So if you were to land, where would it be best to land in order to make sure that you either didn't get pulverised or didn't get too lightly attached and floated off?
Well, with something like something this small, the gravity is so weak that actually you want to land where there's the most gravity. And that's because otherwise you can literally just float off. The idea is that you probably have to tether yourself down with a harpoon or something, fire something into the rock or into the ice that makes up the body and actually hold yourself down. And otherwise you would literally just float away.